Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to She's on Radio. I'm a little rude. Please don't get me. Please don't get me. But I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in tonight. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of November, if I'm not mistaken, right? The 6th of November?
Yeah.
It is the 6th of November.
You know, I got to make sure. And I had me some juice from Wawa. You know, it's a little sweet. Kind of knock my brain out. And
No more Wawa juice for you tonight, honey.
Don't be telling me what I can drink and what I can't.
You can't have no more juice.
Don't tell me what I can do. Don't tell me what I can do. Come on now.
Okay.
Well, ladies, y'all know who that is. That's my co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself to him, man.
Y'all already know who this is. This Teddy Bear caller from out of the 757 area. What's going on, people?
What's going on, Teddy? Teddy, how was your day, man?
And it's been all right day. I mean, I'm dealing with a little bit because, you know what I'm saying, it would have been my nephew's 14th birthday, but he no longer here, so I've been, you know, trying to hang in there today. But other than that, I'm all right.
Sorry to hear that, man. Sorry to hear that. But you know that he's in a better place, and he's definitely not going through what we're going through here on Earth. I feel like it's hell on earth, you know?
Yeah, what I can honestly say about this, he my angel in heaven, you know, I got him tatted on me, so he good. He ain't hurting no more. He walking, talking, and getting turned up in heaven, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, that waiting on us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Well, definitely, man, we got to definitely get into this topic. You know, definitely get into this topic.
Tell the ladies what tonight's topic is.
Tonight's topic is definitely going to be mind sex versus physical sex. Now, ladies, if you are under the age of 18, this may not be the conversation you need to hear. But at the same time, you may need to hear it to get some knowledge because, you know, this is some serious stuff. And you need to know. The reason why I brought this topic on is because I want people to know their worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want people to know their worth. You won't know your worth if nobody teaches you. Because there's a lot of people out here that think that, you know, they don't know the difference between the two types of sexes. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know sex makes you feel good. Sex feels good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are two different types of ways that you can have an orgasm. And this show is going to definitely teach you. You'll know your worth when you leave from this show tonight. You know, so, Teddy, talk to me, man. How do you feel about the mind sex versus the physical sex? Which, matter of fact, which one is better to you?
Mind. Because, I mean,
why
if you can, with me, I mean, if you can talk to somebody, just the sound of your voice, you know, turns them on, and you can be talking about anything and everything, and then it leads to, you know, that kind of conversation. You don't need to touch yourself. You close your eyes and you can imagine that person is there. It's even better when the physical part, you know what I'm saying, in a sense, comes into play. It makes the physical more enjoyable and more pleasurable than anything. Understand what I'm saying?
And what's your intake on physical sex? Like,
I mean, it's nice. You know, it's a beautiful thing. when you're with that right person. It don't even count when you're in a one-night stand situation. If you're with the person you're going to be with and y'all have that mind connection, the physical part is going to flow. It's going to make you feel like you're making love for the first time. Even though you've probably been around longer than I've been alive, it'll make you feel like the first time.
Right.
What's your input on the mind and the physical? Which one would you prefer, bro?
Well, me personally, I'm more of the type of person that would want to be fucked mentally. You know, physical sex is just a bonus. Physical sex get a lot of us in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Physical sex get a lot of us in trouble. And a lot of us don't know, a lot of us don't know the difference between which one feels better.
Right.
Yeah, we all can bust an orgasm. Anybody can make us bust an orgasm or bust a nut. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I want a woman to be able to stimulate my mind, tell me some things that I need to, you know, tell me some things that I need to hear, I want to hear, and I better hear. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Versus touching
my
body, and there's no mental connection, because I can't. I'm not gonna nut. I'm not going to know it if me and your mind is not intertwined. You know what I'm saying? I need for you to give me pillow talk. You know, I need to know your likes and your dislikes. I need to know who you are before I stick my strap, my tongue, my hands on your body, because it's not going to mean anything to me. And like I said before, sex feels good. So if I don't have any of that, sex is not going to feel good to me.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
I understand. Awful. It's like if you with your lady and y'all just talking and she looks at you, she ain't even got to, put her hands on you, give you a hug, rub you, nothing like that. She give you that look and she say something nice and sweet. That just you and her, y'all got that understanding. It'll register in your mind like, okay, stuff is starting to happen. And then even when you get to the physical part of the scent, it'll flow better. You can have your orgasm. You can come. You can probably scream her name to the top of your lungs. But the mind thing got to be first and foremost.
Right.
You get that mind, everything going to follow. Somebody going to be shouting for the Lord, you know, once y'all get done. Or however, you know, you get down. You feel me?
But you know what? I'm going to need to be shouting for the Lord without her putting her lips on me. Without having to touch her. I want to be shouting for the Lord to say, thank you, Jesus, for bringing me somebody that actually has a conversation for me and who gets me wet. Because I need to be wet before I get wet. You get what I'm saying? I need to be wet before I get wet.
I feel you, no doubt, because I can honestly say about me and mine, the mind thing's great conversation. Talk about any and everything. You know what I'm saying? And you get to that point or whatever, the rest is history. You know what I'm saying? You can actually have a conversation with this person. I can talk to her. She can talk to me. And it don't matter what she say. It could be her simple laugh. And it get me going. I hear her voice. I'm smiling like a schoolgirl. I'm turning redder than the red ink on my tattoo.
Right.
So you know it's real. You know the physical part of the sense is rest is history. I might have to take a night off. I'm just saying.
Right. Right.
Mm.
That's crazy. It's real crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. What I want to do right now, I want to get to some of these callers right now, because I need to know how some of you callers feel about the mental sex versus the physical sex. 443-810, make it short. We got a lot of people to talk to tonight. Talk to us. Let us know how you feel about the mind sex versus the physical.
Hey, y'all. It's Rainbow.
Hey.
Teddy, I'm sorry for your loss, boo-boo.
No problem.
Yeah, I prefer mind sex, because like you said, physical sex gets you in a lot of trouble. And if I really want sex, I could just tell Casey and Teddy come fuck me, but Anyway.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, Teddy, so. Yeah, Casey and Teddy, y'all already know, but yeah. That's a whole nother conversation. That's an after thought conversation, but. Why did you get quiet? Did I meet you?
No. I'm under 18. I can't hear the conversation.
Whatever. Teddy always say that shit. Get on my fucking head.
I'm under 18. I can't hear this. Don't.
Whatever. You under 18? Well, you shouldn't be on here, Teddy.
I'm 12 in my mind.
12. Okay, so guess what? If you're 12, I'm 10. So what it is. We can get it in young.
No.
We could get it in young. Come on. Let me rip you real quick.
No,
but for real, though, I prefer mind sex because physical sex can get you in a lot of trouble. And that shit ain't right. Like, yeah, I can't fuck everybody. I'm sorry. But I can fuck Teddy and Casey, though.
So no, you can't.
Wow.
You're trying to get a nigga killed. No, you can't.
No, you can't. Y'all get
my nerves. Bro, she's trying to get me killed. Jesus.
I know, man. Look, I'm over here. I'm too young for all this conversation right here.
Me too. I'm going to pray. Once we get off, then I'm going to pray.
Casey, box is getting wet.
You said my box is getting wet? What happened?
Casey, box is getting wet over there.
She quiet. Yep. Mm-hmm, bro. Mm-hmm.
I know,
yeah, bro. You
know,
I'm
real quiet over here. You talk about my body.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, let me mute my phone. Y'all can have heard the conversation, honey.
Come back. She talk about she. What you say? Who gonna have sex with you, girl? What you say?
You and her.
Oh, me and her can have sex.
Y'all can't.
I thought she wanted a threesome with you too, Teddy.
No, can't happen. Mm-mm.
Teddy,
no.
Teddy
got a girl. Yeah.
I'm not.
Y'all gonna get me killed.
Teddy already didn't get ready.
I ain't gonna get you killed. I'm too young for this shit, nigga. Real
I'm
cool.
too young.
But yeah, But thank you so much for calling on the She's On Radio. Don't go nowhere because you know She's On at the dock. It's next, okay? Don't go nowhere, all right?
All right, Casey.
All right, sweetheart. Ladies, y'all make sure y'all press the number one because I want to know exactly how you feel about mind sex versus
my
physical sex. And continue to flirt with me, Casey. Whoa. Yes. I'm
just joking
with that. Look, Teddy, I'm too young for it.
I'm too young. That's why I'm being quiet. I'm staying in my place. I'm too young for this.
I'm too young for it, baby. Yeah, I pressed that number one, ladies. I'm going down to area code 267-471. Tonight's topic is mind sex versus physical sex. Let me know your intake on how you feel about this subject. Let's go. Hello, are you code 267-471?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
That's good. So what is, like, how do you feel about mind sex versus physical sex? Like, which one do you prefer?
You can't not stimulate my panties if my mental is not in the Grammys.
Hey, what's up, Greg? I need the Oscars, though. You know, you gotta give me the Oscars, you know, for me to maybe stick my tongue down somewhere, because
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't deal with no dummy, and that's all aspects of a dummy. You know?
Explain
to us
what a dummy. What is a dummy?
A dummy to me is dumb, uneducated, mother effort that don't want nothing with themselves, let alone inside themselves.
Right. Right. So, how do you like to be ate?
How do what?
How do you like to be eaten? You know, stimulated. Like, you say you like to be mentally fucked, so explain to me how one will fuck you mentally. Because when I say eating, I mean, you know, you can get some good
yes,
head in your brain.
Yes, all aspects of being mm-hmm. eaten.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
Because
I'm nosy. I'm nosy. So I want to know.
You said you want to know what?
I'm nosy. I want to know. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what you like. Talk to me.
For one, if I cannot conversate with you about anything for this outside of school, outside of street work, outside of work, outside of politics, outside of religion, outside of spirituality, outside of your inner self, there's nothing more stimulating than that.
Okay. So have you ever been stimulated so good that your pussy just got wet?
Yes, hell yeah. Mentally stimulated is one of the best sexual experiences you could ever have. Because if a person can't stimulate your mind and you're just down there for nothing and you're thinking about something else while the person is down there, you know it's a problem.
Yeah.
So if my mind is wandering and you down there chowing on whatever you're supposed to be chowing on, it's like going to school and not learning nothing. If you're supposed to be a professor, make me profess what I feel while you're teaching me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yes, it is. It's very true.
That is indeed true. Yes, it is.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, definitely don't go nowhere. Definitely want to come back to you. About to go into She's On at the Duck, you know. So go ahead and take off your clothes and get your pants.
Yeah, I know. Hold up. Wait. My niece right here, she went into the question too, I think, so also. So.
You said who?
My niece.
Hello, niece.
Hello.
How are you?
She wants to tell you the question.
Yes. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello. Yes, how are you?
That's Casey and I believe Teddy, and I don't know if the other one is on there, but that's Casey and Teddy.
All right. Hello?
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
I am.
What was the question?
The question is, how do you feel? What's better, mind sex or physical sex? Which one do you believe is?
Physical.
Physical.
You believe that it's better physically than mentally?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Why is that, sweetheart?
You said what?
I said, why is that?
You don't know why the fuck you like me. People know what you feel.
It's okay.
That right there should let you know why she likes physical stimulation.
I hear that. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
She got
I'm not going to judge you.
I'm not going to
judge you.
I'm mad at her right now because
she's my niece. I wasn't even ready for this.
We're not even going to tell nobody she my niece.
Wait, I think everybody know name. You're not going to tell nobody else.
No.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. My nephew want to talk. He think he know what he talking about.
Uh-oh.
What up, man?
Hey, how you doing? What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, listen, I'm chilling, man, with these two females. Listen, man, my sex is like masturbation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get into it, man, but it ain't there. It's the physical. The physical sex, oh, my God, explosive. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing like the physical sex. You laying down, you know what I'm saying? You call something over. You know what I mean? You get intimate, you touch it, you feely and everything. It's there. It's like it's real. Mind sex is more like, you know what I mean? Like anything, you could do anything in the mind. I could be an astronaut in the mind.
Yeah, that. Well, let me ask you a question, though. All right? So, I'm understanding you, you know what I'm saying? But I'm understanding you, but then it's like, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, hold on, because you could. I'm tripping over here, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. All right. So look.
We had to be serious.
So look. All right. She's sexy as hell, right? Well, you know, you're about to get physical with this sexy ass chick. You know what I'm saying? You ask her 1 + 1, right? And her dumb ass say 24. I mean, I don't know about nobody else, but my dick gonna get sore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to know. You know what I'm saying? And this girl, something is right with this girl, especially somebody I'm trying to get into a relationship with.
If she's talking about 1 + 1 = 24, I'm gonna give her 24 strokes, and I'm gonna sit all the way.
I'm a stroker,
and I'm gonna sit all the way.
I'm a stroker out that window, 24 feet.
Listen, it ain't nothing like a gullible female. You need them in this world, man.
Mm-hmm.
You need them in this world. There's a lot of females out here that got their mindset that on one thing and they not trying to, like, I don't know about you, but in Philadelphia, these women out here, man, they ain't playing fair, man. They all about the money. So they don't care about physical or mental. They want some money. You know what I'm saying? So 1 + 1 might equal up to 24 to them. $24. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that. Man, let me tell you something. She got to know something.
She got to know something, but listen.
Look, she got to know something. She need to know everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She need to be able to make my toes care without her even touching me, man, because she dumb, man. I don't want her. I can't do nothing with a dumb female, you know what
I
mean?
Hear
I'm
that.
I can't because I'm turned off. It's like, ew, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody got their own opinion, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I respect you for your opinion.
Everybody got to talk to you, you know what I mean? Everybody got their own opinion.
Yes. I respect you for that.
Yeah,
you
man.
Had me tripping for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over here tripping, you know, some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do nothing but speak real shit. Like, especially on this relationship. I want you to be real, you know what I'm saying? That's
it. It's reality out here, man. It's just all real out here, man.
Yeah, you gotta be real, man, because everybody got different opinions, man, but at the same time, every opinion count, you feel me? Like,
every opinion count, yes, sir.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Straight up. He said he would give her 24 strokes. I know that's right. You better work that. Then after you give her 24 strokes, you got to throw her 24 feet out the window. You got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
You
I don't care what you say.
Out the window, but I'm gonna get
I don't care
24
what you say, man, because after you give her 24 strokes, you're going to be like, man, this girl is dumb. You know what I'm saying? You're going to, come on, man. You're going to say,
listen,
this girl is
you
dumb.
You got to ask enough.
Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. Real talk.
Yeah, you're right.
I definitely want to thank y'all for coming on She's On Radio. Don't go
number there. Lesson number 5,672. Reason why I am a lesbian.
But you know what though? All my people, like, all my people are straight dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can smoke.
I'm so serious. That's my nephew. Like,
I don't have a problem. I already know his man set, because that's how I was when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Some real shit. Like, when I was younger, he'd be like, man, you know what? This dumbass girl, man. Fuck this shit. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
People to grow, but like, even when you at your lowest point, it should not make you feel anything other than what you should feel when you're having sex. You cannot stimulate me mentally. I don't give a fuck about your pockets. I don't give a fuck about what type of love you have for me. I don't give a fuck what you can do for me. I don't give a fuck what type of swag you have. None of that matters. If you cannot stimulate my mind, you cannot stimulate my behind.
I hear that. Well, I want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio, sweetheart. Don't go nowhere, because I got another topic coming up, all right?
Yes.
All right.
Teddy.
Yo.
Crazy.
Teddy. Hold on. Technical difficulty. Not anymore. All right. What the fuck, yo?
What?
Technical difficulties, everybody. Technical difficulties. God damn. What's going on?
I don't know.
Remember how you used to do? I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah,
we got messing with a bootleg system. Give me a few seconds. Give me a few seconds. Give us liberty or give us free.
Give us free.
For real.
Set me free.
Whoa. All right, ladies, here we go. All right, the next topic is, Teddy, we got to think of something real freaky, man, because these ladies want freaky. They want freaky.
You're the freak on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Look, it's like this. I ain't single no more. I can't think of nothing freaky off the top of my head.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's talk about those red wings.
Oh,
let's talk about those red wings, ladies, and gentlemen.
Oh,
let's talk about this red wing. So look, and I want to know the truth, man, because it's like me and Simon, we just talk about, man. Yeah, keep it real, keep 100 on here, right? So I want to know how many of you ladies on here have eaten, or I'm gonna say oral sex, have given oral sex to a woman while she was on her period.
Okay.
And I want the truth. And I want to know if you liked it or if you didn't. And I want
to know the truth. I'm going to tell you now.
Hell no. So the question, Teddy, have you ever?
Nope. Never. I can wait.
Why?
Because, I mean, it don't matter. I will not do that. I will wait. That's nasty. Stuff can happen. I don't care if you go take a shower beforehand. No, I can wait 5 to 7 days.
How many days?
I wouldn't expect 5 to 7, 3 to 4, however long you on, I can wait. Shit. Even when it come to me, don't do that. If you, no. Yeah.
So you never did it before?
No, I ain't never did it before, and I never had it done to me while, you know, I was on mine.
My senses are telling me that you're lying, Teddy.
I'm not lying. I put my hand on the second Bible to say before God.
You did me on my period last month, so now you're lying.
I said, hell no, motherfucker. I'm not lying, honey. No, boo-boo. I told your ass to wait, too.
No, you didn't. You told me you wanted some of this red Kool-Aid. You told me it tastes like Kool-Aid. Stop lying. You're doing too much on the radio. Damn,
don't make me throw up in my mouth. Don't do that.
So you can go ahead and throw up in your mouth. I'm taking all your money. I'm taking you to court, and I'm suing you for child support. It is what it is, girl. I'm trying
well,
to
tell
you.
Well, I'm going to tell you like I tell them other ones, stand in line. Tell you like I told the student loan people, stand in line, motherfucker.
Salome can kiss my ass with her broke ass. Anyway, because Salome, she's a worse ass bitch. I'm sorry for yada yada.
I know, that motherfucker,
she's
worse as hell.
But Salome from them student loans, she's a worse ass bitch. Now, I don't know about nobody else now. This bitch called my house one more goddamn time. I'm going to call immigration law on her. I'm not playing with it. Tell me something. Hello, Ms. Peter Casey. No, bitch, this is the immigration law. We're going to take back you back to...
We taking you back to Cuba.
Yes, I'm taking you back, honey. You better stop calling me if I keep smacking your face, girl. Yes. But, ladies, definitely, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And I'm going to ask y'all ladies a couple of questions because I want to know who is... sucking on the poo-poo, well, that's bloody, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and tell you how, if I did it before. I'm going to keep it real with you. I was engaged to a woman before. You know what I'm saying? Did I ever do her on her period? I will be a liar if I said I didn't. I did, but she was plugged up. It wasn't no, you know what I'm saying? She had just got out of the shower. She put on a Kotec. It was the Super Plus because I had to make sure it was stuck in there. You know what I'm saying?
She was plugged up.
Yeah, she was plugged down. You know what I mean? It was plugged up very good. Girl, I ain't lying to you. You ain't lying to you. Ain't that right? It was plugged up. Well, it was tasting good, and I was looking it right. Brrr. I ain't lying. What Lil Wayne say? My tongue is a Uzi. My dick is a AK. I ain't lying. I ate it good. Merry Christmas. I sure did. It tastes like Mountain Dew, girl. I ain't lying. It tastes like strawberry cheesecake, the red flavor. I ain't lying. Anyway, ladies, let's go down to 443. Let's make it quick before this thing cut us off. Talk to me. Have you ever ate somebody on their red wings? If so, did you like it? 443-810. Let's go.
See. Hold on. Hey, Casey. What?
What's up, baby?
Don't keep talking about me. But, ew, that's fucking nasty.
Don't keep talking about
it. That's fucking nasty. That's trifling. Casey, you're trifling, and I'm going to tell you trifling.
I don't give a fuck. I'm real. I can't take it. I 100. I don't give a fuck. I ain't going to lie for nobody. I don't care what you think about me. I sure did. I sure did eat that strawberry filet mignon.
You're a trifling asshole.
And you know what? Look.
Man,
call
I'm
me a trifling
right
asshole, but I bet
cool.
you she ain't calling me one.
Matter of fact, I'm going to write this on your Facebook wall. It's going to say trifling ass hoe.
And I'm going to block you.
OMG.
You're a trifling ass hoe, Casey. But ew, no, that's nasty.
So you're telling me I can't bend you over no more?
You can't. I might want to bend over for you tonight, though, so what it is.
That's what I thought. See? No, don't.
But, Casey, I'm not on my period, though.
But guess what? Her shit is, trust me, nothing came out through that motherfucking tampon. I was going to smack her, you hear me? It was plugged, baby,
like,
plugged all the way up. I'm
going to need to wash your mouth out real
I'm
good.
I'm talking about like the goddamn
me,
drain
you know?
And the goddamn tub. You know how it's plugged up and can't nothing get out? It was like that. It's plugged.
Say,
girl.
I'm
going
to need to make sure your mouth is clean before you touch me.
Oh, we can go to the doctor, baby. We can go to the doctor. You ain't got to worry about it anyway because if you ain't get my man, baby, we ain't fucking. I'm just saying, you don't get my man, we ain't fucking. I'm like, yeah, that brother, man, you ain't my man, we ain't fucking. You ain't got my man. That was real. Merry Christmas.
You tried
to. Thank you, baby, 443, for telling me I'm a nasty asshole because I know and that's why I love pussy. Anyway, 443-810, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't go away, I got some announcements, okay? Gotta get down this land, all right?
All right, boo-boo.
All right. All right, there you go, 267-471. Let's make it quick. Have you ever ate somebody on their period? Have you ever got it done? How do you feel about it? Let's go.
Yes, I got it done with mine on, and I was plugged in without being plugged. And I have eaten it with someone being plugged. There's nothing wrong. Right. You don't have to get your face all in it to be in it to enjoy or... let your partner enjoy what they want to feel during their time of the month.
Right. That's what I was saying. You know, as long as it's clean, it's fresh out the shower, and it's plugged up, I say go for it.
Exactly. That's true. Now, I did it with somebody plugged up, and somebody did it to me plugged up, and without myself being plugged up.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I had it done to me being plugged and without being plugged.
Oh, my.
Did they like it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Did your bed like it?
Definitely.
You said your bed did like it?
My bed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a mess. It wasn't like a Halloween massacre, you know.
Oh, damn.
It was light, you know.
So it was pink.
It was edible.
Mm,
fresh.
Edible. You said it was brushed?
It was fresh and edible.
Oh, I thought you said you had brush pooch. Brush. I don't know. We'll talk about it later. All right. Merry Christmas to that. Whoa. Teddy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. Pineapple.
267.
Thank you.
Tuning in to She's on Radio. Do not go anywhere. And we'll be right back to you, baby, okay?
All right.
Hold on. Stay right here. Stay right here. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Stay right here. Stay right here. I'm here.
Yeah.
In the meantime, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind?
Who?
You.
First of all, you told me to hold on, then you want to say, tell me a little bit about myself?
Yeah, okay. Now it's back up. Now it's back up. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Don't go nowhere. I told you I'm crazy. And tell your people I said what's up, man. He cool as hell. You feel me? Tell him I said what's up.
Nephew, what she said, what's up? You cool as hell.
You call me Nancy. Yeah. What you say?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? Well, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, man. We gotta cut this thing short, but you know what I'm saying, let you call in some more. We'd definitely like to hear your input.
Yeah, we gonna be here every time y'all on here.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, man. You have a good night, man.
All right, you too. One more caller, area code 412-587. How do you feel about mind sex versus the physical sex? And how do you, would you ever eat a female on her period? I was all tongue tied. 412-587. 412-587. All right, she's not here. All right, ladies, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to She's on Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, one more time, we're here each and every Monday and Wednesday. If Monday is canceled, we're always going to be here on Tuesday. Definitely, we're trying to get up to be a two-hour show. So, ladies, y'all know what to do. Donate. The links will be on Facebook come tonight. Definitely, even if you got a half a penny, you know what I'm saying? We're not asking you to donate. We're not going to bag you for a penny or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going to bag you because, look, I don't nobody have it. You know what I'm saying? This is a recession, girl. And we got to get ready for the holidays. But I'm just saying, if you like us and you would like to hear more of us than just a 30-minute show, please donate. We're trying to get from a 30-minute to a 2-hour, from a 2-hour to a 3-hour, from a 3-hour to satellite radio in your car. So, everything helps. I love y'all so much. Fridays at She's On pops off next Friday. We got Buttercup. We got Poison. We got Onyx, and we got Aries from Philly. So y'all definitely come out, show Poison some love on her birthday. Y'all come out and support. And, of course, I love y'all ladies. Thank you so much, Teddy, for being an awesome person, dude.
You're so totally welcome, man. You're so righteous.
I want to bend you over after the show.
You know what? Get off. I got you, honey. I got you.
Mm-hmm. All right, boo. No, I'm just... All right, ladies. Miss KC, I'm out. Y'all have a good night.